DeGrom and Strasburg on the way back. Let's play ball. Welcome in, everybody, to Leading Off right here on Fantasy Pros. It is me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia, that's Digger Dan Harris, and it's you, and we're talking all things baseball. This is the cool place where the cool kids hang out every single Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, talking a little baseball. Yes, you can listen to us later on. Yes, we are on demand, of course, wherever you get your podcast, but we're also here live. And when you're here live, you get to be part of the show. We'll make you famous. We'll put your questions up here. We'll ask them. We'll answer them. We may mock them. I don't know. It depends on what's going on. Dinger Dan Harris went yard last night. JD Martinez, very dramatic fashion. So Dinger Dan back on the board, closing the gap now to 6-5. It's been a good week for home runs, but no hitters. So what's the point of doing the show today? No hitters sure. Last night. What the hell?
Yeah, I texted you early this morning and said I was out because I don't do shows if there are no hitters. You convinced me to power through. Yeah, I was very excited. I realize now how invested I am in these darn home run calls, because when JD went deep, and again, you could have basically at some point last night, you could have just hit the ball in the air to right field at all, like a straight pop up to the catcher, and it was probably going out at some point over there in Dunedin. So back on the board, closing the gap. Today's a big slate, by the way. I think this is the first time we've got every game in the majors on the night slate, actually, right? There are no day games today.
There's no day games today. I've been 15. We might have had one other one like that.
Okay.
But typically, on the Friday, you get all the night games anyway. Every now and then, what happens with the COVID was put things behind where you're getting some double headers. So you're getting like that Thursday 7-inning game and the Friday night 7-inning game. The Friday afternoon 7-inning game, I should say. But we got a lot to get to. We're going to hit the waiver wire a little bit today. We're going to talk about last night's games, a little MLB DFS. As Dan said, a huge slate of games. Yep. But first, let's go three up, three down. Jacob DeGrom on rehab, throwing 102 miles an hour. That's good. That's good news. And he bought chicken for everybody. Hooray for Jacob DeGrom. And also, very cool, he wore number 11 in the rehab start for his boy, Pilar. I don't know if you caught that. That's pretty cool.
So I didn't, actually.
Yeah, very cool. Look at that.
Can you imagine, by the way, being a single-A player and basically being like, hi, or a low-A player, whatever it was, and you have to face Jacob DeGrom in his rehab start, throwing 102? Ugh, God.
I think it's cool for the catcher who got to catch him. That's what I think. As somebody who used to catch a little bit, I can tell you that's kind of cool to be able to, catch a guy who throws like that. That's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Pujols hits his first home run as a Dodger. Look at that. He's also very cheap tonight. In case you want to get involved with him against the lefty Alex Wood, who's been great. But just saying, Albert Pujols maybe kind of opening a spite store of his own in Los Angeles. Alcantara, 9Ks, bounces back as we said he would. He was the good chalk last night. Yep. And the good chalk was good, that's for sure. Three down, though. A bad start for Tyler O'Malley. 7 earned runs for him. I don't know where that came from. Maybe he was hungover. I don't know. He doesn't like day games. Whatever happened wasn't good. The Rangers, 2 games in a row, 0 runs. 0. Not good for the Rangers offense. And Vince Velasquez was scratched from a start with a numb index finger. And a friend of mine actually said, he's, you know, Velasquez is 40% owned in this tournament that I'm playing in
today. Yeah, that was very last minute, by the way. He was out there, and I saw a tweet, again, because I supervise the news desk, and I saw a tweet at like 6:55 that, you know, first pitch was 7:05 or 7:10, being like, oh, by the way, Vince Velasquez is walking off. Hale is apparently warming up in the bullpen. I imagine there were pretty significant DFS consequences, considering it was just a 4-game slate. That was something.
Yeah, something indeed. Also, a fun story that I figure I had to share, because we always like to share the fun stories here in baseball. We talked about Jazz Chisholm's real name the other day. This one I love. Tigers prospect, big-time prospect, Riley Green, had been struggling at the plate, so something had to change. Apparently, he took his bat to sleep with him. Now, I don't know what happened, but when he came back to the ball field, he went deep there and walked twice. So 2 solo homers, actually, for him in that game. So actually 2 homers, 2 walks. So I guess that works. So my message to all of those struggling hitters out there right now, clean the bat up, take it to bed with you. Next day, 2 bombs, right?
Well, my son will undoubtedly be watching us later on YouTube. So I will say to him, Will, if you want, you are crushing the ball in your games. Don't you worry. You don't need it. But if you want, you can sleep with your bat tonight, because apparently it's good things.
I used to do the thing where you sleep with the glove underneath the bed with the ball in it tied with a rubber band. So you break in. That's what you do. You know, all those fun tricks. And then there was always the things. Do you use the oil? Do you use the shaving cream? I always use the shaving cream on the glove to break it in because it keeps the leather softer. The shaving cream is the way to go. That's the the oil. No good. Dries it out. No good. You don't use the oil. Not going to happen. All right. Okay. Let's talk to some of the other standouts. We mentioned Alcantara at the top. Randy Arozarena continues to be hot. 4-for-6 with a homer, three homers in his last two games, 4 RBI. Rich Hill, good again, which is hilarious because I have Rich Hill shares, and they're there to amuse me, I feel like, my Rich Hill shares, because I was never somebody who was in on Rich Hill when the price was high, but these last couple years, I have all this Rich Hill on my teams just because he's free, and he can still pitch in short bursts, and look, it's another good short burst for him, 4Ks, I know it's the Orioles, but so what?
I was a little surprised at the lack of interest in him in the free agent market in fantasy leagues this past week, because he's been doing this now for a little while. And again, he's out there in tons of leagues, like half of fantasy leagues across sites. He should be a priority pickup this week. I think he gets the Royals coming up next week. Again, this was against the Orioles, but he's been incredible lately. 3 runs allowed over his last 27 and two thirds innings. Like, it's not going to last forever. There's going to be a blister or an elbow or a wrist or a knee or something that's going to derail this. But in the meantime, you ride him while he's hot. He should not be out there in almost any league. Like, ride this while it's hot.
Yeah. Domingo Germán also turning things around very nicely. Yep. 7 shutout innings for him.
That's against the Rangers, right? Do we count that? That's like giving up 4 runs against a normal team, right?
You know what? But you count it for his confidence.
It's true.
Because the more Germán continues to pitch well, I think the more that builds confidence. And you know what? Just 2 years ago, he won 18 games. Let's not forget that. I feel like that was a hard thing to do in the major leagues. Nobody pitches 5 innings, let alone enough to win, 18 games. I know it's the Yankees, but still.
And he's got a 3.05 ERA and a 1.11 whip. Like, he's been very good. He's been it was a guy who I was drafting a lot in our mock drafts that we did before. I had shares. I got rid of almost all those shares because he was optioned down to the alternate site in the beginning. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's rostered pretty much everywhere at this point. But also the Rangers, we should talk about the fact that there are certain lineups, the Rangers being the top one, where you start anyone against them at this point, anyone, because that's where we are. The Rangers, anyone you have, you start against them. That's just kind of where you go at this point.
Miguel Sano with a grand slam. I'm telling you, he's red hot. Sell. It's only getting better. This is your weekend. This is your window. Boys and girls, listen. Look, I'm going to light the fire. You come sit by Uncle Joe. I'm going to tell you a story about Miguel Sano. Miguel Sano strikes out way too much. Dan said the other day, look, it's his lowest strikeout total ever. That's still like 47%. It's ridiculous. Please, for the love of God, sell on Miguel Sano. This is your window to get out if you've held on this long. Take what you can, a more productive player. Sure, Miguel Sano's going to have moments, but at the end of the day, too much swing and miss. I'm sorry. Just move on. That's it. That's the
all story. I can say is that I don't think you can sell Miguel Sano. Maybe you can after this. I mean, he raised his OPS from 49 to 730 in the last 7 games. He's probably got this hot streak going, and now he doesn't have his lowest strikeout rate of his career. It's very close at 35.8%. He's also walking a ton at 15.6%. I don't know, but bottom line is this. Ride Miguel Sano during this hot streak, but do not think like, oh good, this guy's back rest of season. Like, just ride this, and if you can sell him, I agree with you, Joe, go ahead and sell him. I don't think you can. In the meantime, just ride it.
All right, the other guys who were bad yesterday, we mentioned Tyler Molly with the 2 runs, but it is against the Giants. The juggernaut is the San Francisco Giants. But Steven Matz, which was a player that a lot of people picked up early on, and I gotta say, I let him go in all those because you and I have seen enough Steven Matz to go, well, I'll believe it when I see it over 12 starts before I worry about 2. Nick Pivetta gave up 5 runs also. You know, it's funny, this American League East, this is going to be a fascinating race as we go into, that push. And if the Rays bring up Brujan and Franco, if Chris Sale comes back, if Severino comes back, if Springer can get right and get healthy and all that stuff, it is fascinating to see. This is like it's almost like this living organism, this American League East, where I'm fascinated when these teams play each other, because it seems like it's a cluster of them and then the poor Orioles somewhere down at the very bottom.
Yeah, and that is kind of what we expected. Not the Red Sox. I mean, I forgot what the Red Sox, win total was. I think it was 79.
You know what? But some places had it even, remember, because I remember talking about this with you. I think some of you had like an 82, and we're like, what kind of craziness is that? You got to take the under there. But you know what? I don't know. That looks like, I don't want to say a lock, but certainly approachable.
Well, they're look, the pitching has been better than expected. I mean, this wasn't a great start for Pivetta, but again, in Dunedin, it's really hard to get too worked up about it. Garrett Richards has been great. They are just surviving with enough pitching, Martin Perez, Nathan Eovaldi, enough pitching to rely on that great offense. With J.D. Martinez back, Rafael Devers great. Xander Bogaerts having one of his just dominant years. Verdugo batting second is a really nice. All of a sudden, guys like, you know, down in the bottom of the order, Bobby Dalbec had a nice game yesterday. They've got a really scary lineup. So I actually, like, I mean, there's a line that you don't cross, which is when guys who you're just starting against everybody. But if you're below that line, and there aren't that many guys above that line, I generally fade them against the Red Sox and a lot against the Blue Jays, but definitely against the Red Sox. I'm very choosy with who I am willing to start against them. And I think fantasy managers need to kind of look at that level of concern when you see somebody facing Boston this year, because their lineup's really smoking right now.
Yeah, and I wonder in June what this race looks like in July too. Is like sure. I said, these other pieces start to come back and get right. It's going to be really fun. All right, let's go.
Can we talk? Can I ask you though, Joe? Before we go, can I ask you about Mally? Because I mean, he gave up 7 runs in 2 starts, and the Giants, you know, they occasionally pop for sure. But it's funny, you have a bad start like this, 7 runs over 2 innings, and suddenly you've got a 4.20 ERA and a 1.29 WHIP. Like if you said on May 21st. That's going to be Mally's numbers, you'd be pretty disappointed. But he had been really, really solid up until this point. How do you feel about him generally going forward?
Well, give me the strikeout totals and the innings, since I know you got it in front of you right now.
No, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay,
absolutely.
Because, of course, it's right here in front of me. Here's why. Because those ratio numbers are inflated slightly because he's a 5-inning pitcher. Because he's one of these guys that they're pacing. So you'll see a 5-inning Mally start with 9 strikeouts sometimes. Yeah. You know what? I'll take that start every day of the week. But what happens is even if he pitched well in those starts, the WHIP, the ERA get a little inflated, which makes him a better head-to-head points league pitcher than it does necessarily a roto season-long pitcher. Now, you hope over time that all evens out, but head-to-head categories can get complicated too. But I imagine, like, right now, how many innings does he have right off the top?
45.
I would imagine he's probably close to 50 strikeouts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he has 54 strikeouts.
54. Okay, so I'll take that any day of the week. You need strikeouts to be competitive. But I think what happens is, I think it's more just... It's the how these guys are brought about slowly, especially, you know, these pitchers that are worried about the workload throughout a season like this that they didn't play last year as much. So they didn't build up. So these 5-inning starters, when they have that implosion start, all of a sudden the WHIP and ERA skyrockets, which is great if you want to buy on Tyler Mally right now. After the start, oh my God, he's got a 4 ERA. Maybe he's not that good of a pitcher. This is why you go back and you look at the game log and you look at the strikeouts, and that's what I'm looking for. Let's get to Roberto Perez, who wants to know, he traded Laureano and Cronenworth for Wheeler. Good deal or no? I say good deal. Wheeler's pitched terrific. If you have the depth, you know, that you could trade away Laureano and Cronenworth, you have a lot of good offensive players. Yeah, I mean, look, take the starting pitchers that are out there and dominating, because they are few and far between right now in Major League Baseball. I like this deal. What do you think?
I do like it. Now I'm terrified. I'm trying to look up on my trade chart. If you see me looking to the side, make sure I think that's a good deal. Because when you said it, I was like, yeah, that's a good deal
If the trade chart doesn't say it's good, then you don't do it.
No, it definitely says it's good. Definitely says it's good. It is good for Wheeler. So I get so nervous about things like that, by the way, right? Somebody asks me about a trade, I have an instinct on it. And then I'm like, oh God, I really hope that the trade chart I put out supports that. And it does, for sure. Look, the bottom line is this. Starting pitching, as much as pitching overall has been good this year, of course, because there are no hitters galore. Like the guys who we mentioned it with Mally, the guys who give you innings, and that's Wheeler's forte at this point. He goes deep into games every time. He's got the Ks. He's very reliable. Guys like that are kind of at the, you know, below the truly elite level, but pretty elite. They're worth a ton in trade. So as much as I do like Laureano and he continues to kind of creep up the trade chart, definitely with him and Cronenworth, I would much prefer Wheeler.
Yeah, Cronenworth is not a big piece for me. Cronenworth is a Punch and Judy kind of guy, but a useful one nonetheless. Yep. Here's another one from, I don't even know how to say this, J-Full Ametalk. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what these kids are saying nowadays, but I don't know with their rap music and their dance crazes and their TikToks and their, is Hap a possible sell, or should you ride him while it goes? Look, 2 homers yesterday. I'm a big Ian Hap guy, so I'm going to say hold for sure on Ian Happ, because I've been one of his biggest supporters for the last 3 seasons. So I'm not getting off that wagon now. How about you?
Yeah, he's been good since coming back. I'm certainly riding him out, but it depends on what someone's willing to give you, because Hap is not a guy at this point. I liked him a lot coming into the year. I'm more of a guy who, like, he's somebody who can fill my lineup. I'm fine to roll with him rest of the season. I think he will provide value. But if you can sell high after he's a little hot after a two-homer game, I would. But otherwise, totally fine to ride it out.
All right, let's hit the closers, Mr. Harris. Hansel Robles with a clean slate for the Twins there. Save for him. Yep. Jordan Romano pitched the clean eighth. Dolis blew the save, so something to keep an eye on. And then Craig Kimbrel continues to dominate, which, again, things you didn't want a piece of for 1,000, Craig Kimbrel. Yeah. Like, I wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. So what's your take on some of these closer notes from today?
Yeah, Colomé has been pretty good of late, so I kind of keep expecting him to take over that role. But Robles, I think it was only a second save, but I mean, if I'm betting on someone in that bullpen right now to get a save, and again, they don't win many games at this point, but it would be Robles, because I think he'll probably get most of the opportunities until he blows it. Jordan, the fact that Rafael Dolis got that save opportunity made me cringe. I think it was his first appearance off the IL at this point, or maybe at one other, whatever. Romano did face the heart of the order. I have to think after Dolis blew it, did not look good, that Romano gets the next save chance, but that's pretty muddled there. And Craig Kimbrel, absolutely a guy who I have a ton of shares of, because I bought into him early before he started really pitching in the spring and then was terrible. And so then I was like, oh, well, these shares are all going to be burned to the ground. But he's been fantastic. 1.02 ERA, 0.85 whip, strikeouts galore. He'll probably get traded at some point. But in the meantime, yeah, there's not much to doubt right now. You remember, he's had two terrible seasons, but neither one of them was normally signed late into that free agent year, so he didn't get ramped up until late. And then last year you had the weird, you know, COVID year where it was shortened. Mm-hmm. This is like his first regular season, and he looks a lot like the old Craig Kimbrel, so I'm buying.
It'd be great for Kimbrel to get back into a pennant race. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Waiver wire, speaking of closers, probably Fulmer you got to put towards the top of the waiver wire, I guess. Also, I would put Fuentes from Colorado out there. Jonathan Villar, we've talked about a lot of position flexibility there. Probably some more at-bats coming his way for the foreseeable future, at least. Ian Happ, if he's somehow out there. And look, Rich Hill probably should be owned already. If he's not, you should.
He's not, man. Him. He's out there in like 50% of leagues. That's crazy. Not added. I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Spencer Turnbull also, who's a pretty good pitcher anyway. You know, he's probably a step above a league average guy, but he pitches for Detroit, so it's always, you know, bad win
two
equity.
Two starts, one against Cleveland. That's it. And the other against the Yankees, which, by the way, I don't know about you. I do not fear a matchup against the Yankees at this point right now when they're down Stanton and everything. They're not exactly.
Yeah, that's part of it. And also, I think whenever, you know, I don't want to throw a lefty against the Yankees. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the one thing. Fair. For lefties against the Yankees is the one thing. It's like, oh, I still don't want to do that because it's such a heavy right-handed lineup. Mm-hmm. But still, you're right. It's not like, oh, my God, I can't do this. Yep. Also, if you haven't already, Vidal Brujan. Because if you don't look good, we don't look good. Make sure you get the Brujan on your team. I snuck him onto my roster last week. I don't know how that happened. I got him for $6. I don't know how it snuck by. And it's a keeper dynasty league, 16 teams. Somehow Brujan wasn't on the radar, or maybe I just outbid the next team. Someone tried to sneak him for less. But look, right now, get him, because him and Franco, those are the guys who are going to be difference makers for the Rays. And the Rays are going to compete. Like, there's no way those two guys stay down for the whole year. It's just not happening. Just be proactive, not reactive. Because when they get called up, you're either going to miss out on them or you're going to have to pay twice as much. That's it.
I think Brujan is on the verge, like, you know, even more than Wander Franco. And Mike Mayer, who's in our chat, of course, Brendan Tuma, also in our chat, pointing out that he had 3 steals last night. I'm in a league with them, and I picked up Brujan over the weekend, and I don't understand how, because Brendan in particular is obsessed with prospects. So you should add him now, absolutely, especially if you're like me in that league. You need steals, because he is going to steal when he gets to the majors. One of these guys who I don't think it's like, oh, he steals a ton in the minors, then he gets gun shy in the majors. He's going to run in the majors, so pick him up now.
I could feel that was me, Brendan. I see him. That was you. and you know what? I could feel it, as you can see here, the rage here from Mr. Tuma. I could feel like there's going to probably be a trade offer in your inbox as soon as the show's over. Speaking of which, you know what should be in your mailbox? The Lawnmower 4.0. That's right. Order yours today at manscaped.com. Why? Because it is the greatest trimmer in the history of the universe. That's why. Because grooming accidents should be a thing of the past. It's got that advanced skin-safe technology. It's got the new guard lengths in case you want to have, you know, like a business, you know, in the front and party in the back or on your back. I don't know. That's up to you to decide. But that's the kind of power you have. And you know, with great power comes great responsibility here with all the Manscaped products. But the good news is it can be yours for 20% off and free shipping. Just use that code LEADINGOFF right here over at manscaped.com. Again, the code is LEADINGOFF, 20% off and free shipping. Father's Day's around the corner, beach season, pool season. Let's go. Get yourself Manscaped. My goodness, look at you, you hairy animal. Take care of yourself. All right, now that I've shaved everybody into manscaping, let's talk about the big slate tonight in DFS. 15 games. We've got some big name pitchers here, including one returning. So we got Aaron Nola, who's at 9K on FanDuel, but 11.6 over on DK. Yeah. Strasburg, who is 10.2 on FanDuel, but 8.3 on DK. Carlos Rodon, 10.4, 9.9, and Tyler Glasnow, who's basically 11K in both. So I ask you, when you're looking at the variance, are you going to play like an Aaron Nola on, you know, like, well, I'll take the cheap Aaron Nola over on FanDuel and I'll take the cheap Strasburg on DK and I'll just kind of take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's kind of like you're shopping with the coupons. You have to go to, you got to go to ShopRite and to Stop and Shop. You got to go to the two different stores in order to get, you know, the coupon stuff. You know, I think that's basically what we're looking at here.
I am not starting Strasburg anywhere, regardless of the price, just because, again,
it's against the Orioles.
It's against the Orioles in a National League park, by the way, so they even lose the DH. So that there's every reason to start him. I completely agree. Just not a guy who's coming off like an abbreviated rehab start. And I'm like, all right, we're throwing you out there because we're dying in the rotation, whatever. I'm just not doing it in this first game back. I'm probably not starting Nola either, who is good. But again, this is against the Red Sox in a tiny park. Now, we are in the National League. We lose the DH. I assume JD is going to play, is my guess, out in left. But either way, I'm probably not. I'm not going with Rodon because I don't want to do a lefty against the Yankees. I am probably just going. There's reasons, by the way, to fade all these guys because, as you can see, I'm probably going with Glasnow, who I almost always go with just because it's like a comforting, warm hug. You know he's going to go out there and be solid. Now, again, he's in Dunedin. We've got the same wind that's coming in, which is if you're a righty, it's going to be real tough to hit it out to left field, but it's going to be real easy to hit it out to right field. But I will take his swing and miss stuff. I will pay up personally for Glasnow, especially since I don't know who's even starting for the Blue Jays tonight. I don't know yet.
We don't have right. one right. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's TBD who's pitched for yeah. everybody this year.
And with how really hot the Rays are, with how hot the Rays are right now, by the way, with their bats, I think the wind, you know, equity is pretty high there with Glasnow. I'll pay up for Glasnow. With
you know, what's weird about the wind in that ballpark, too, is like you look at it and you see, oh, it's blowing in like 13 miles an hour.
Correct.
It doesn't blow in so much as swirl.
Right.
That's the difference. It's right. So I think that's what we're learning about this ballpark. It's also the thing that we learned very quickly about Buffalo when they played there last year, which is, you know, this is a really good park for hitters right now. This is a very specific version now in Dunedin where don't necessarily think, oh, well, the wind's blowing in. It's going to suppress all the run production. Not necessarily because it's swirls. It's that same spring training wind that you see where guys like Dan saying hit fly balls. And next thing you know, it's out there on the grass somewhere in the parking lot. I like Aaron Nola at the 9K on FanDuel, single pitcher. That gives me a lot of flexibility. 9K on Aaron Nola, that guy's just tremendous. Okay, you got Ian Anderson, another big price variance, 8.8 at FanDuel, 10.5 on DK. And then my boy, Kyle Gibson's 8.1, but I love him on DK at 7.1 as a secondary arm. I know Texas doesn't score any runs. They're going to score runs eventually. That's baseball, so let's not freak out about that. Some other DK secondary arms, Marquez at home against the D-backs, 5.7, and Caparillion, who I'm pretty sure is, I want to say, named after a Star Wars vehicle of some kind. Somebody flew a ship called the Caparillion at some point, I'm almost positive. He is just 6.1. He had a good first start last week. So those are some really cheap arms. Gibson, Marquez, Caparillion, 7, 5.7, and 6.1. You want to dance with any of these guys in GPP tonight, or they scare the hell out of you?
Yeah, look, as good as the Astros lineup is right now, and they are hot. Like, that top five is really scary. Gibson has given you absolutely no reason to shy away from him. None, other than the fact that they can't get a win because they can't score any runs. So I would be okay right now with rolling with Gibson against the Astros. And I would be a little bit, like, a little less certain, but I still would be with Caparillion just because, again, the Angels right now, without Mike Trout, they're just not a scary lineup. As much as they have hitters in there, of course, with Ohtani, of course, with Rendon, they're just not a lineup that I fear right now. So either guy I would go with. We didn't mention Bauer, by the way, who's also one of the guys.
Oh, we're going to get to him. He's
okay.
in there.
All right.
He's in there.
All right. I just want to know. I don't. Anyway, for patience. DK, for a secondary arm, I'm actually okay with either one of those guys.
Yeah. Gibson, to me, is the one to I'm with you because the roster percentage is going to be super low. The price is good. The track records are good. If it fails, it fails. What are you going to do? Stacks tonight, Nats, Cleveland, Colorado, Atlanta, and San Diego. I think that's where I'm kind of looking for offense. Those are the lineups I think you can target. There's some good value there as well, especially for Nats, Cleveland, and Atlanta. It's got some decent, surprising value. All right, let's play pick a side here. If we want to get in on this game or run away from it, it's four outcome games. Got Mr. Bad First Inning himself, Kyle Hendricks, against Carlos Martinez. And it is basically there, you know, Hendricks is in the mid sevens. Martinez is at seven, basically, on both sides. So I'm running away from this game. I want nothing to do with it. Scares the hell out of me. I'm out.
Yes, I agree with you. The wind is also blowing out to left. I'm not taking Martinez in this first game back. Certainly not. And Hendricks, you just don't know what you're going to get with Hendricks, right? You could have just with he's feeling it, he's going to be absolutely dominant, or you're going to get six runs in the first inning. So I agree with you completely. I'm not touching the game from any side.
This is a classic four outcome game. I don't want the offenses. I don't want the pitchers. I want nothing. I don't even want to watch it. Just take it off the slate. Just cancel it and play another day. All right. And here's the other one. Trevor Bauer, as you're waiting, 11.8, 11.9. Alex Wood on FanDuel, 9.1. On DK, 10K. So Alex Wood's been bumped up here. Do you want to get involved in this game? I'm going to say this. Alex Wood at 9K is a fascinating tournament play against the Dodgers, against Bauer, all that stuff. This is a big series here for the Giants to kind of make a statement that they're actually going to compete here with the big old bad Dodgers. I think this is a really big mental series for the Giants, and I think Alex Wood could go out there and make a statement. And look, at 10K, it's a little too much for me on DK. But at 9-1 on FanDuel, I think it's got a little bit of a beat to it. How about you? What do you think about Bauer versus Wood?
I'm probably avoiding it, generally speaking, but I don't hate it. Because, again, the Dodgers lineup, you think about the Dodgers, and I think everybody just still thinks of this mythical Dodgers lineup. Without Seager, that's a ginormous loss. I mean, you look at who they're starting. Pujols, who, again, did homer yesterday, but certainly doesn't. Probably Noisy is going to start today. You know, Gavin Lux is fine. Noisy. Chris Taylor, Will Smith is batting in the middle of the lineup. All these guys are fine, but it's not something that really scares you. What does worry me a tiny bit is that the wind is projected to blow out like Dunedin sort of to right field a little bit in there. Like it's blowing dead out right now to center and hard. Makes me a little worried about going to Alex Wood. So this is probably a game I'm just going to avoid. But if I had to go one place, I'd probably go with Bauer. But again, not worth the price that he's up right now, considering the fact that he is going up against Wood. So I'm probably just avoiding the game entirely.
11-8 and 11-9, that's expensive. Yeah, especially against Wood. It's they're really asking you to go in there a lot. It's too much. It's too much. No good.
Yep.
All right, here are some of the cheap guys you can get away with. On FanDuel, Eddie Rosario's 2.4. Imer Candelario's 2.7. Peterson, 2.5. Kalanick, 2.8. And Madrigal, who's hitting the ball and at the top of this lineup nowadays, 2.6. That's a big change there for Madrigal. If he stays at the top of the lineup, that makes him a really good investment. Over on DK, Steven Piscotty's got a matchup there you like. Albert Pujols at just 2K. He's a free square.
Yeah.
Over. I don't care if it's against Wood and I like Wood. With the free square, forget it. I'll take Pujols in the middle of the order, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't kill me for 2K. Fuentes in Colorado's 3-2, Willie Calhoun is 3, and Madrigal is just 2.9. So Madrigal on both sides is magical tonight. All right, let's get to our home run calls. Dinger Dan, since you went yard last night, the floor is yours. Why don't you go first today?
You can't really go wrong with taking a bat in Colorado, and you can't go too wrong with taking a bat in Colorado when the wind is blowing hard out to center. So I'm going to go with Trevor Story as my home run call tonight against, I don't know who's pitching for the Diamondbacks. I think it's Frankoff or somebody, but it doesn't really matter. I'm going with Trevor Story here.
By the way, you got a new nickname here. Jay Foles now called you the Airbender because of your knowledge of wood. I like that. Not wood.
Oh, yeah. Very bizarre.
Oh.
Hey, PG-13 show. What do we want over here?
No, but because your knowledge, people don't know this, but Dan was a meteorologist or meteorology minor in college. A lot of people don't know that. So
that's right.
You know,
all so about the weather, wind, all about the just wind. To be clear, wind,
all about the wind, not the wood. What about the Alex Wood? all about the
I'm fine with Alex Wood, but that's
all right. I had Wood on my mind. What that's do you want fair. From me? All right. Fair. And everyone's going to laugh at that now. You guys are sick. All right. Let's go. Who's Jose Ramirez. Jose okay. Ramirez is yep. my call tonight. I like Jose Ramirez. I told you I like that Cleveland lineup. Ramirez has been very consistent. He's making good contact. He's walking. He's getting his hits. He's hitting yeah. some dingers. I like him at home tonight. So give me Jose Ramirez because I'm not going to take the easy way out and pick a guy in Colorado. You know, I'm just not going to do that.
All it's right. Not, you not know what? I'll take the easiest way out I could ever get.
No, right? I've already done it this year. I'm just teasing you. Don't be so sensitive, Dan.
Eat you on. Like poison.
I know you do. All right. Before we go, I want to remind everybody, make sure you get involved in that Vlad Guerrero Jr. giveaway. We got a baseball autographed by Vladdy Jr. himself.
Yes.
And it can be yours. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. Go to www.fantasypros.com/MLB contest. Again, that's /MLB contest. You take that review on Apple Podcasts that you wrote or CastBox, you screenshot it. And look, this came up the other day. If you listen to us in other places, you can still go to Apple Podcasts and write a review. They're right. not tracking you, okay? Right. It's you know, there's no chip inside when you're listening to Leading Off that's tracking where you're listening to, okay? You just go there. And you leave the review, you screenshot that, you go to the website, again, fantasypros.com/MLB contest, you upload it, and just like that, you are entered to win, and you're in all future drawings as well. Yeah. And
by the way, let's talk about that. Through. If you show up for the crowd here in the peanut gallery at this mm-hmm. point, look, we have not decided on what next month's giveaway is going to be. You guys got a player? Or you got something that you want, something within reason, guys. Okay, you know what we're doing. We're giving away autographed jerseys, autographed baseballs. Start naming the player who you want to see. What would you guys like to see for next month's giveaway? Mm. We'll look into it. From our friends at Pristine Auction, look. You can get anything you want over there. It's basically so from now on, come here, come live, comment in the YouTube section, say something about where you want, what you want to see for the next giveaway.
Yes, it's been a very productive, fun week. It's a fun Friday. We hope you guys have fun with your baseball. Don't forget about Manscaped, too. You can go order your lawnmower 4.0 at manscaped.com. Use the code LEADINGOFF. Get that done. Again, LEADINGOFF, that's the code. And yep. It's been a really fun week. We had some no-hitters. We had a lot of home run calls. It was a good week of baseball. We hope you enjoyed it. And, of course, we'll be back again Monday to do it all again. So enjoy your baseball. Enjoy your week. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Dan Harris, I'm Joe Pisapia. We'll see you next time, kids.